It's that time again to chat with our local mayor of Runnymede, Councillor Shannon Says Marshall. Welcome, Madam Mayor.
Thank you very much, and hello, Radio Way.
Now, as the mayor, your diary of events is a busy one and so varied. So let's discover some of the activities you've been attending over the past few weeks. So let's start with the 70th anniversary of the Runnymede Air Force Memorial. Now, for those who may not know, where actually is the memorial?
So the memorial's right at the top at Englefield Green at Cooper's Hill. It was opened by Elizabeth II. It was one of her first engagements when she became Queen in 1953. And there's a little key in the chapel at the back, which they gave her on the day, and the visitor's book can be spotted there. So it's quite a national monument right here in our borough.
And the purpose of the memorial, what is it? It obviously relates to the Air Force, but what element of the Air Force is it relating to?
So all the Allied Air Force members who have no known grave. So there's more than 20,000 names on the walls of the memorial, and they're all individuals whose bodies were never recovered. They've ditched in the sea or whatever happened to them. So they'll always be remembered, but they're allied. So there'll be Sri Lankan, there'll be New Zealand, there'll be Australian, all the allies, South African. Now I've started to list. Somebody's going to say I missed out somebody, and I don't mean to miss out anybody, but there's more than 20,000 people remembered.
So the event itself, I believe, was hosted by the Commonwealth War Graves Foundation. And apart from yourself, there was other dignitary there as well?
Yes, so the Lord Lieutenant himself attended. And quite fun, a friend of mine who is the Governor of Edinburgh Castle, and that is Alistair Bruce, he attended with his mother.
Oh, right. So from far and wide they came to the actual celebration.
Yes, lots of really interesting people. And once you start talking to people, they kind of let you know a bit more. So there's something called the Caterpillar Club. And the Caterpillar Club is when a pilot ejects out of his plane in flight, and he is just like a little caterpillar falling to earth. He may or may not have a parachute, and sometimes they survive and they become part of the Caterpillar Club.
Yes, it's amazing what you learn, isn't it?
It is.
So I know the Lord Lieutenant represents the Sovereign. Was there any member of the Royal Family there at this occasion?
No, there wasn't. Unfortunately, that would have been lovely, wouldn't it? But no, it was just the RAF band, the mayor, the MP, and the Governor of Edinburgh Castle.
Now, obviously, let's keep in the theme of royalty, and we need to celebrate a tree we have here in the borough of Runnymede, the Crouch Oak. Now, did this mean you ended up with a television appearance?
So that royalty one's rather tenuous there, Andy. So the Crouch Oak, a very ancient tree. Nobody really knows how old it is, but it's more like 800, 900 years old. And fabled, it was the boundary to show where Windsor Great Park was. And apparently, Elizabeth I had a picnic underneath its boughs once. So the Woodland Trust launched a competition for the best urban tree of the year. And all of those of you that know where the Crouch Oak is, you can't get more urban than being right by a road. So it came second in the competition, and it was announced on the One Show a couple of weeks ago.
And I believe with your appearance, you also had members of the Addleston Bowls Club supporting you.
Yes, well, you know what it's like in the media. It's all hush-hush because they want lots of people turning up. So my very good friend at the Bowls Club volunteered at very short notice to get a small group of people there. And we had it filmed. I think the request came in on the Friday. We had it filmed by the Sunday, and it was edited for release on the Wednesday. So I think we did rather well there.
And though you said the tree came second place, I believe it was 14% of the vote. It was only 3% more, wasn't it, that the winning tree, apparently a chestnut in Wrexham, took off the top prize there. But talking of the tree, Madam Mayor, it's recently had some work done to it.
Yes, it has. It's got even more metal work. I'm beginning to think it's the bionic Crouch Oak.
And so is that because the responsibility for the care of the tree is the council?
It isn't Runnymede Borough Council's, it's Surrey County Council's tree, I think. It's just such an ancient old tree now.
It needs some loving care, doesn't it? That's the main thing.
It does. It does, like all of our seniors in our society.
My second convoluted link of the day, you were talking earlier about the Edinburgh tattoo. You had something very similar, the Chertsey tattoo, was it? A concert at St Peter's Church, which was an interesting combination between the Chertsey Orchestra and the Oatlands Pipe Band. Tell us more.
I don't know where people think up these ideas. They decided to do four bagpipes and an orchestra playing together. And I did have my reservations about it, but you know me. So I went along with my earplugs in my bag, thinking, gosh, it was astonishing. I didn't want to miss a note. So they played "I'm Going to Be 500 Miles" by the Proclaimers. We were all singing along, and they played, of course, "Scotland the Brave" and "A Highland Cathedral," with the orchestra playing along with the bagpipes. And we had Mull of Kintyre, can you imagine? And the noise was just astonishing. They'd retuned some of the orchestra instruments to fit in with the bagpipes and then amplified the orchestra. And it was just so professional. The musicians were just extraordinary and very brave. It was a brilliant extravaganza.
And also congratulations, I think, to the Oatlands Pipe Band, because it's their 70th anniversary this year, isn't it? It's a public band that people don't necessarily realise, but they perform all over this area of the country.
Yes, and that 70th theme is really running through at the moment. So they were formed by some people that were an allotment, and they got together for the Queen's coronation to do a little thing in their town. And then Remembrance Sunday came around, and they said, "Oh, do you think you could do that again?" And that's how these things start, isn't it? Of course.
Now, I know you like trying things out. Did you get a chance to have a go at the bagpipes?
No,
Well,
goodness me.
I know you're always up for game for some of these things, so that I thought I'd just ask that question.
I think everyone would have run out of that building so quickly. I think the mayor's going to have a go on the bagpipes. Quick! I've got a cake in the oven.
All right, well, anyway, three very different and varied events there from your busy schedule. As always, we appreciate the time you're going to give us here at Radio Way as we follow you through your mayoral year. So we'll catch up again soon. Thank you.
Thank you.